on this Vigil Mass of the third Sunday after the Epiphany, we celebrate the third face of the Epiphany. We have seen on January the 6th, the first face, which is the manifestation of the Son of God to the nations, as represented by the kings from the Orient and other places who came with their camels and dromedaries, their jewels, their incense, in particular gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The second manifestation we celebrated last week at the baptism of our Lord some 30 years later. There he sanctifies the waters of baptism and bestows upon us the gift of baptism, which is necessary for salvation. And thus, as he comes out of the waters, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, in the form of a dove, hovers above him, and the Father proclaims to those who hear, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Hear ye him." Today, we have the third face when Jesus, for the first time, performs a public miracle. He had performed many miracles, but they were all quiet, silent, secret. But this was a public miracle, a public manifestation of his divinity, because no one but he could do these things. And so, St. John tells us, he was there. The other apostles and disciples began to follow him. They were there. They ran out of wine. And the one who notices it is the Blessed Mother. She's always the mother of divine providence. And of course, you know, this is the gospel that is used for the Mass of Our Lady of From Succor. We have celebrated both the new feast of Our Lady of From Succor on January the 8th, and an old feast, a traditional feast, this week on January the 15th. And we have seen this very same gospel, the Blessed Mother, who speaks the last time in the scripture, very similar to that of the Father, "Do whatever he tells you. Listen to him." Those are the last words that Our Lady spoke in the gospel. Many, many things she did, but those are the last words that are recorded in the Gospels that she said. And she's still saying it to you and me. Do whatever he tells you. And so our Lord commands, fill those water jugs with water. They were empty because they were there for the purification of hands and feet and other things according to the Jewish customs. But they had already been used up. There were many guests at that wedding. And so our Lord knew this. And so he says to them, fill them up. Do whatever he tells you. And the servants fill them up with water. And then all of a sudden, the water turned into the choicest of wines, the likes of which has never been tasted by any human being on this earth. And our Lord says, because our Lord wants to make sure that they have proof of this, take it to the butler. In Latin, it's a very difficult word, archidiclino. Take it to the archidiclino. And so they draw out a goblet and he tastes it. And he's amazed. So he goes immediately to the groom. Everyone else waits until everybody else is drunk and doesn't care what they're drinking. And by the way, the word that is used here in Latin and Greek, it doesn't say drunk a lot. It says drunk. So you take it for whatever that means. So everyone else waits till everybody's drunk and doesn't care. And they put the good wine first, and then they put the bad wine later. You, on the other hand, have put the best wine now at the end, when they're already all half drunk. And so they marvel. The groom marvels. The arquitectos marvels. The people marvel. In the meantime, there has been that which Our Lady told St. John, and he recounted it to us again, but he was there. Do whatever he tells you. And then there was, of course, that very, very famous, important dialogue between Jesus and Mary, and we saw that at the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. Do you not know that I must be about my Father's business? And of course, they knew who he was. And they knew that Joseph was not the father. God is the father. But they still did not understand everything. So don't get upset or worried if you don't understand everything. You understand less than everything. So they just marveled. And then he followed them back to Nazareth. And he grew in wisdom and grace before God and men. Well, here is a similar dialogue, but very important, a dialogue that takes us back to the book of Genesis, to the fall of Adam and Eve. And of course, all these things are happening because Adam and Eve did fall. They lost everything. The life of grace, preternatural gifts, which we will have at the end of time once we are resurrected from the dead. And so he tells her, and in Greek is very, very evocative, Ti emoi kai soi ginai. Ginai, the word gynecologist, to which we men have no use for them, except for our wives or our mothers. Ginai, to woman. And it goes back to Genesis. The woman shall crush your head, and you shall lay in wait for her heel, which he still does, even now. Every time the church is afflicted with anything, that's the devil, the snake, laying in wait for her heel. But he cannot hurt her. But he can hurt us. So, ti emoi kai soi. What is to me is to you. What is to you is to me. We are one. Whatever happens to you happens to me. Whatever happens to me happens to you. And so the woman is here accentuated. We shall see the same term, Ginai, used at the cross. The woman who's standing by the cross. Woman, behold thy son. And the same St. John. Son, behold thy mother. Everything is all one. It is all connected. The Holy Catholic faith is like a beautiful Gothic cathedral. And of course we've seen what happens to a Gothic cathedral when anything is missing. It all begins to fall apart. And so, if you take out this window or that buttress or that spire, everything begins to fall apart. And so it's all one. That's the Holy Catholic faith. And so when everything is together, everything is fine. When anything is missing, and of course on the day of this day in which we live today, a lot of things are missing and a lot of things are falling apart everywhere. And we are living it. We need a golden age for the church, just as we hope and pray that there is, as some claim, a golden age once again for this country. So, what is to me is to you, O woman. Woman, behold thy son. And all she says to us, as she's still saying, do whatever he tells you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.